The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but he doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Blessed Trinity, it's always not easy, because it's a matter of faith. Faith is something that we don't fully understand, otherwise it's a faith. Many things we don't understand neither. Even the Holy Eucharist, do you understand? How Jesus is present in the piece of bread. Can you understand? You just believe. God, one God, three persons. One nature, three persons. Can you understand? No way. Because this is not our experience on earth. We are one person, one nature. You're not one nature, three persons. We can't understand. But it's not unreasonable. That's the point. We don't understand, it doesn't mean not existing. Many things you don't understand. Right? That's why Jesus on earth didn't speak a kind of chapter 1, on Holy Trinity. He never taught in this way. He lived this way. He always prayed to God the Father. Early morning, that means early hours of morning means 4 o'clock, not be 7 o'clock. When we say morning, maybe for the Philippines, 6 or 7 o'clock is well. Maybe the Mesa de Gallo at 4 o'clock, and you have the Mass at 4 o'clock, isn't it? Mesa de Gallo, I know. This is for the very pious people, but we Chinese, 6 or 7 is already early. But for you, it's 4 o'clock, it's early. Okay? Jesus get up at 4 o'clock, went out from the people to the wilderness and to pray to Father. Before he left us, he prayed, "Father, that they all be one, as I in you, you in me, and they are in us." It's beautiful. Do you understand how? You don't. Just Jesus prayed that we be one in God, in the Father, in the Son. Father, that they all may be one as we are one. Although it's difficult to understand, also we are made in His image. We are all made in His image. That means we are made in this Blessed Trinity. What this Blessed Trinity is, means? It's a kind of relationship. The Father, never be a Father if He doesn't love the Son. And the Son never be a Son if He doesn't love the Father. This forever mutual love is the Holy Spirit. In a simple word, when we live in love, true love, the love of Jesus, we can experience something about the Blessed Trinity. True love. Jesus on earth doing nothing but the will of the Father. On the eve of His Passion, He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, He Himself, Father, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but your will. Jesus only lived the will of the Father. It's a relationship. We are taught also to live in this way. We are taught by Jesus. What's important in life is to live the will of God for each one of us. The will of God is not only prayer. The whole day, we're invited to live in the will of the Father. That means to say, whatever you do, true love, sincere love, not only for others, also for yourself. Because very often, we're not sincere towards ourselves. We take advantage of some space that we are not living well. With people, also can show off that you love. But for ourselves, when we live in our own room, we can think about many dirty things, do many dirty things, nobody knows. Your heart knows. That's not sincere. We're not living the will of God. There's time to live, time to rest and time to work. Many times you overworked, of course, maybe it's not your fault. But at times, your free time, you overworked through your free time, overstrength, tired. That's not the will of God. Our mind, at times, you have to rest in the Holy Spirit. Did you spare time? You said no time. Who schedule your time? You make your time. But you don't spare the time. It's a kind of relationship with the Lord. Jesus with the Father. Jesus with the Holy Spirit also. Friend, he told his disciples, if I'm not going, the Holy Spirit will not come. He will teach you whatever I have taught you. Because until now, many things you don't understand. He will give the light. That's the Blessed Trinity. It's a relationship. Jesus is never selfish. He can tell us, I'm powerful, I love you, I give the light. He never said that. He taught us to love God the Father as He loved God the Father. He's so humble. Many things you understand now, the Holy Spirit will teach you. It will us will tell your friend, "Don't worry, I will tell you whatever." It's humility. The Blessed Trinity is a kind of life. Life means death. Death to oneself. God the Father always loving, going out. The Son always doing the will, not His will. The Holy Spirit always keep us one in love. To more expressive for this Blessed Trinity, I understand it. All we are made in love. That means we are made to die for one another. If you're not ready to die for one another, you don't love enough. Most of the problem is coming from your selfishness, self-image. If you don't think in this way, you're so free. At times you're not happy because you're criticized by people. Many times you're tired. Most probably, you do not love enough. For a mother to tend her baby, let her get tired. Yeah, get kind of tiredness. They step only 2 hours, 3 hours. Refresh the next day after 30 minutes of resting. Love is a point. If you don't love enough, when you go back to your work, before you enter the door, you're tired. Because you don't like to work. Because you don't love. Love as Jesus would do. Do the way as Jesus would love. I tell you, you will be humanized. You don't have to go to get your facial massage. You'll be refreshed all the time. You might tell me, "Father, many problems in my life, my friends, in my family members in the Philippines, and the face of Jesus is always pleasant. Fresh. Do you agree? Why? Does it mean he has no problem? No. Everywhere he goes, there are people dropping down what he said just in order to accuse him. So many phrases of the gospel. The scribes, the high priests, the Sanhedrin people, they always want to accuse him because he's taking away the people out of jealousy. Jesus was killed just merely by sake of jealousy. There's Pilate, Pontius Pilate, say clearly, we are born in this Blessed Trinity. We share this life of Blessed Trinity. We are all. Originally, we are all made in his life, in the life of Blessed Trinity. So whenever you started to live to love, ready to die for one another, try to live as Jesus would live, unconditionally, being the first one to love, we are living in the Blessed Trinity. You don't have to understand, but you have the fullness of peace. You don't have peace because you don't live in the Blessed Trinity. Don't make an excuse because you don't understand the Blessed Trinity. That's why you don't live Believing, you understand better. Faith is something like that. Don't wait until you understand. You will never understand. You don't ever live. Sorry. The evil spirit doesn't want you to understand at all. He wants you to just to feel as selfish as he is. He wants you to be equal to the Lord. Never wants you to be humble. If we really follow Jesus, we leave the Blessed Trinity. You don't have to understand. Try to get up early morning like Jesus. Go out of your room and pray. When you come to church, stay with the Blessed Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for some time. Pray. By deeds, words, and prayer, and these are three things we have to live so that we can understand better our vocation of the Blessed Trinity. You don't know how to die of yourself, stay with Jesus. He will give the light. The Holy Spirit is love, right? When you live in love, you have the Holy Spirit. If you don't love, you can't understand. We try to understand first and do second. Try to live first. Although Blessed Trinity, sometimes I still, until now, I cannot give you any definition. It doesn't matter. Importance to live what Jesus would live. As if Jesus lived in you, how he served the people, how he treats one another, do it. Jesus never said anything theoretically on the Blessed Trinity. Only today, the last thing before he ascended to the heaven, then he said, go to the world and bless them and teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. This is one of the only things he taught in his all 3 years teaching. He never taught in this way. What's important, Jesus is always telling people, follow me. Work hard. Forgive. 7 times 7. What's wrong with that? Because simple, with simplicity, we are too complicated. We want to understand better first and then we do something. Faith is not this. Faith is just follow. Jesus said, come, follow me. That's all. He never said, study this. After examination, you can follow me. Never say that. You remember once when Jesus talked about, you don't eat my flesh, and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. And many people left. Peter and his, the rest of the small community stayed. Jesus wondered, Peter, why don't you go with the other people? What Jesus said, not what Peter said. Jesus, you have the eternal word. Without you, where can we go? That's faith. That's belief. It doesn't mean Peter understand what does it mean by eat his flesh and drink his blood. I don't think he understand. But he said, only you are the word of life, eternal word. He stayed. That's faith. You understand? You don't understand what Blessed Trinity, but you try to love, live mutual love. But you say, hey, nobody love. Tell you one thing. It's in the first century, a saint called Irenaeus. He said, where there's no love, you put love and you will find love. So let's pray for one another. Live simple life. Learn like St. Francis of Assisi. Be simple as a little brother, little sister. You're the least of all. Let your pride stay underground. Your life always serve as God the Father is loving, as Jesus serving, as Holy Spirit is warming. Give light to people. Very interesting. Love doesn't mean you understand all things. But if you really love, whatever we said is real true of wisdom. Because Jesus is living in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. So this is our life. We entrust our life in the Blessed Trinity, that always ready to lose ourselves, make space for other people, make space for the Lord, for God to come in. And last of all, let the Holy Spirit stay with us. He is our light. Let us pray together. Please stand.